In Congress, a bill to ban abortion after the 20th week of pregnancy has failed to advance in the Senate. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has angered both sides of the abortion debate in the past, did not vote on today's bill. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
As her spokeswoman Karina Peterson explains it, Murkowski did not intentionally duck the abortion vote.
The senator missed the vote this morning because she had prior travel commitments. She had reviewed the Senate calendar earlier this year and made travel plans based on the timing of the Jewish holidays and the fact that the Senate has historically not been in session around those holidays.
But this year, the eve of Yom Kippur coincides with the arrival of Pope Francis in Washington, and the Senate's Republican leadership scheduled a vote on the abortion bill for the same day. Only 54 senators voted to advance the midterm abortion ban. That's six short of the number needed to proceed. According to a statement Murkowski's spokeswoman read after the vote, her presence would not have put sponsors of the bill any closer.
Senator Murkowski supports a woman's right to make her own reproductive choices. However, that support is not without limits. She opposes late-term abortion and supports restricting abortion after 20 weeks, so long as there are clear and workable exceptions, such as for victims of rape and incest and in cases where the life of the mother is threatened. While she does not support the bill that the Senate failed to advance today, she could support future legislation that meets this standard.
Senator Dan Sullivan did vote for the ban, as did Congressman Don Young when the bill passed the House in May. But Murkowski, who is up for re-election next year, does not fit neatly into either side of the abortion debate. Last month, supporters of abortion rights were furious when she voted to proceed on a bill that would have defunded Planned Parenthood. Murkowski says she hoped to amend the bill to just defund affiliates if any are found to have broken laws against the sale of fetal parts. Now, the anti-abortion side is unhappy with her, too.
We are very disappointed and incredibly her position. She's clearly confused about this legislation and its popularity among her constituents.
That's Mallory Quigley, communications director for the Susan B. Anthony List. The anti-abortion group ran web ads over the summer asking Murkowski to support the 20-week ban. The Alaska Democratic Party, meanwhile, put out a press release after the vote saying Murkowski caved in to right-wing interests. So, where was Murkowski traveling to or from that caused her to miss the vote?
I don't have that information to share. Sorry.
That's Peterson again, the senator's spokeswoman.
The senator has things on her schedule that are listed as private. I know, and I'm privy to the information that is official office travel or official office appearances. So, you know, if she's having dinner with her husband, I wouldn't have that information.
Ditto, Peterson says, for fundraising events. She says Murkowski returns to Washington Wednesday night in time for the Pope's address to Congress on Thursday. And it appears in time for another procedural vote on defunding Planned Parenthood, this one linked to averting a government shutdown. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.